Welcome back to Unmasked Game Show Edition. I'm here with my contestants,
Kaylee Deliacono,
Megan O'Halloran,
and Abby Vidal.
And I'm your host, Sejal Medicola. On today's game, each contestant will have 10 seconds to answer every question that they can. When they hear the bell, the time's up. All right, contestant number one, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What takes too much time in your life?
Showering.
Okay. Contestant number two, what do you wish you knew more about?
Physics.
Okay. Contestant number three, what's the best way to start the day?
Going on a run.
All right. Contestant number one, back to you. Right. What's your favorite genre of a movie?
Probably like romantic fiction. Is that a thing?
Okay. All right. What TV or YouTube channel doesn't exist but really should?
I don't know, an Avengers themed one.
All right. Look out. Contestant number three, what city would you most like to live in?
New York City.
All right. Back to contestant number one. What is special about the place you grew up in?
We have the city and the beaches, so we're really lucky.
Good. Contestant number two, what's worth spending more on to get the best?
Cars.
Cars. That's a good one. Contestant number three, what fictional place would you most like to go to?
Narnia. All right.
Number one.
Okay.
What is the most relaxing place you've ever been to?
Aruba.
Aruba. I heard otherwise.
Montauk. I don't know.
Contestant number two. What's the most interesting piece of art you've seen?
Interesting piece of art. Oh, that like light sculpture at the MoMA. That was cool.
All right.
I don't know what it's called.
Contestant number three. What's something you like to do the old-fashioned way?
Literally nothing.
Ride my bike. Answer.
Ride my bike.
There's not a new way to do that.
What is the bell for? Why?
My time's up.
Okay.
Okay, keep going.
Contestant number one, how do you relax after a hard day of work?
I watch Netflix. I never go to work, though, so.
Well, to school. Contestant number two, what would be the most amazing adventure to go on?
Backpacking through Europe.
Good one. That's a good answer.
Contestant number three, what's one thing that you really want to buy but you can't afford?
A car.
All right. Contestant number one, what is the luckiest thing that has happened to you?
Finding my ring after I lost it in that gym.
Wow.
Can I find it, Kaylee? Can I get it to you?
No, the security guard found it.
Oh, well, what was the one Mr. Young gave me?
Oh, wait, yeah, I lost it twice.
Oh, my God.
That's embarrassing.
Contestant number two, what is your favorite piece of clothing that you own?
Nike gray sweatpants.
All right. Contestant number three, what is the most annoying habit that other people have?
Talking with their mouth open while they're eating.
That's a good one. Good.
Yeah.
Contestant number one, what game or movie universe would you like to live in?
One Tree Hill.
Oh, yes! Contestant number two, what question would you most like to know the answer to?
If God is real.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Contestant number three, why do you decide to do the work you're doing now? That's a bad question.
Yeah.
What state or country do you never want to go back to?
Go back? It's Rhode Island State, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Number one, where do you usually go when you have time off?
The beach.
Okay. Contestant number two, if you could give a 40-minute presentation on what would with absolutely no preparation, what would you do?
Criminal Minds.
All right. Contestant number three. What amazing thing did you do that no one else was around to see?
I did my makeup.
That's not amazing. You lost. Amazing. You lost the game. Right.
Yes, it's amazing.
That'll count. Contestant number one. If you suddenly became a master at woodworking, what would you make?
A statue of a bear.
Why?
Because like, there was always a statue of a bear near the lake, and I wanted to create one myself.
I see. I know what you're talking about.
You know what exactly.
Oh, it's like that thing. They, like, make the sculptures out of, like, tree trunks, right?
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Contestant number two. If all jobs had the same pay and hours, what job would you like to have?
A nanny for a baby.
Okay.
I love babies.
Contestant number three. If you were a dictator of a small island nation, what crazy dictator stuff would you do?
I would make it a law that everybody has to wear black shoes at all times.
Okay.
I don't know.
But contestant number one, what would be your first question after waking up from being chronologically frozen for 100 years?
If other human beings were still alive.
Okay. It's a good one, I guess. Contestant number two, if you could turn any activity into an Olympic sport, what would you have a good chance at winning a medal for?
Baking.
All right, contestant number three. What piece of entertainment do you wish you could erase from your mind so that you could experience it for the first time again?
I wish I could rewatch the show Stranger Things for the first time.
I agree.
That's cute. Contestant number one. What gets you fired up?
Like, really good music and a big crowd.
It was meant to be the other one.
What makes me mad?
What
makes me mad?
Doesn't sound like.
What makes me mad? When
no, she's done.
Yeah, I'm done. I lost that one.
Contestant number two. What risks are worth taking?
I guess going to college and like leaving your parents.
All right. Contestant number three, what do you take for granted?
My family.
That's nice. Contestant number one, what do you have doubts about?
My future.
Your future.
That's kind of sad.
Contestant number two, when do you truly feel alive?
When I'm watching a hockey game in real life.
Alright. And last question.
Oh my god.
Contestant number three, what book impacted you the most?
The Hate U Give. Very good book.
All right.
Megan wins.
While I tally this up, please tell me one thing you're feeling right now. Contestant, when we're on, you can start it off.
All right. I'm really happy because I missed talking to my friends. This is a good experience.
Contestant number two.
I'm feeling pretty happy too. A little bit of anticipation. Want to find out who won.
Contestant number three.
I'm feeling pretty defeated right now.
All right. And the winner is, drum roll please, Megan with 12 points. Woo! Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Unmasked.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
I hate